With Christmas less than 2 weeks away, Youth Radio's Asha Richardson interviewed a group of children to find out whether the age-old notions about the big, jolly, bearded man still endure. She has this story.
Many young kids spend all year looking forward to Christmas morning's stealthy visitor. So we asked twin brothers, Nicholas and Peter Reifenstein, why they believe in a certain someone. First, we hear from Nicholas.
I think I believe in him because usually when I go to bed, I try to go to sleep. Then suddenly I seem to be asleep, like he put me to sleep so I wouldn't hear him putting presents under the tree.
My name is Peter. And I think he's real because when I wake up, I see all these presents and no one could be coming by and just giving me presents.
Just 3 years later, some of those sweet ideas transform into critical analysis of what is scientifically possible. Maya Rayford-Cohen and Aiko Kennedy are best friends, born only 4 hours apart and now in the fifth grade. They have some strong feelings about this subject.
You have to use logic. You can't just say that someone's going to ride around in a sled.
Yeah.
Around the world
in one night.
With like 8 reindeer.
And a billion presents.
And yeah, you can't say that. You have to use logic. And I don't really see where there would be like some magical workshop. And if there was some magical workshop, I think we would have discovered it already. So
we pretty much discovered the whole world, basically, right now. We're probably
we're doing pretty good.
The edge of undiscovering anything. Yeah, we probably would have discovered it.
We moved further up the age ladder and talked to teenagers. For 17-year-old Janae Powers, finding out went hand in hand with an even bigger revelation.
I stopped believing in the hairy man when I stopped believing in the Bible. When I used to talk to Jesus in my head, I never really got an answer back. And I would ask him if he could do little things to just show that he was there, like make a salt shaker fall on the floor. But nothing ever really happened. And then I started thinking about one Christmas when I wrote The Hairy Man. And in the letter, I asked him to call me, and I left him out some cookies. And when I woke up, he never ate the cookies, and he never called me.
This Christmas, I'm more concerned about getting good grades on college finals than I am about writing a letter to the big guy. But I can't help but smile, remembering back to a time when you-know-who delivered my two-story Barbie doll house with an elevator. Yep, that was a very good day.
And that was Youth Radio's Asha Richardson. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.